right. So let me just let you know who we just listened to. That was the Lewis Porterfield Scharf Group, Skies of South Africa Suite 2. Actually, that was Branches in the Trees, I think. And the CD is called 3 Minutes to Four. Before that, Deborah Silverstein off of her CD, Precious Time. The song is called Tree of Life. And before that, Steve Lippman was doing Dance Me to the End of Love, a Leonard Cohen composition, off of his CD, Hats Off. All right, so this... Chris Earle is here. And what are we calling this show now?
Oh, it's time travel.
Time travel. All right. I'll see you next week. Don't be late. Are you on X1?
Yeah.
Okay.
Skybird, this is Dropkick with a red dash alpha message in two parts. Break, break.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
Now, let's see if we can't figure out what you are, my little friend. And where you come from.
You want to die out here, huh?
Well, then die.
My name's Chris Earle. I do the show every week from 5 to 7 p.m.
Get that finger out of your ear. You don't know where that finger's been.
Where do you want to go to lunch? I'm having a stroke.
Good morning.
Devil, now an angel, suddenly subtle and
The Pet Shop Boys, it's time travel with Chris Earle here with you till 7 p.m. You are in the year 2000. Here's Beck.
I'll be your chauffeur on a midnight drive. It takes a miracle just to survive.
first time jump, we're going to 1947.
Each morning, a missionary advertised with neon sign. He tell the native population that civilization is fine. And three educated savages holler from a bamboo tree. That civilization is a thing for me to see.
So bongo, 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 I don't wanna leave the Congo. Oh, no, 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 no. Bingo, bango, bongo, I'm so happy in the jungle I refuse to go. Don't want no bright lights, false teeth, doorbells, landlords, I make it clear
that no matter how they coax him,
I'll stay right here. I look through a magazine the missionary's wife concealed.
Magazine? What happens?
I see how people who are civilized bung you with automobiles.
You know you can get hurt that way, Daniel?
At the movies they have got to pay many coconuts to see.
What do they see, Donnie?
Uncivilized pictures that the newsreel takes of me.
So, bongo, 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 he don't wanna leave the Congo. No, 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 no. Bingo, bango, bongo, he's so happy in the jungle he refused to go.
Don't want no penthouse, bathtub, streetcars, taxis, noise in my ear.
So no matter how they coax him,
I'll stay right here.
They hurry like savages to get aboard an iron train.
The Tringalingo Hula Humble Express.
And though it's smoky and it's crowded, they're too civilized to complain.
Aloka toho sahi mahena.
When they've got 2 weeks vacation, they hurry to vacation ground.
What do they do, Donnie?
They swim and they fish, but that's what I do all year round.
So, bongo, 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 I don't wanna leave the Congo. No, 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 no. Bingo, bango, bongo, I'm so happy in the jungle I refuse to go.
Don't want no jailhouse,
shotgun,
fish hooks,
golf club,
I got my spears.
So no matter how they coax him,
I'll stay right here.
They have things like the autumn bomb,
so I think I'll stay where I am.
Civilization, I'll stay right here.
Come in. Managua, Nicaragua is a heavenly place. You ask a senorita for a little embrace. She answers you, caramba, scramba, bamberito. In Managua, Nicaragua, that's no.
I have been to many tropic ports. I might include even Brooklyn. If you're ever feeling out of sorts, I'd like to recommend a look.
In Managua, Nicaragua, what a wonderful spot. There's coffee and bananas and the temperature hot. So take a trip and on a ship go sailing away across the aqua to Managua, Nicaragua, ole. And bananas and the temperature hot. So take a trip and on a ship go sailing away across the aqua to Managua, Nicaragua.
All right, let's take a second jump today here on Time Travel. Let's go to the 80s. We'll go to 1981 here with Mr. Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band. Let's not forget the Silver Bullet Band. My name is Chris Earle, here with you until 7 p.m. If you want to call in and make a request, it's 855-915-WMFO. I hope you are having a nice day. It is beautiful out there. It's Memorial Day weekend. That kind of crept up on us here. It's been kind of a lousy May, but I hope you're doing all right. I hope you're doing all right. At least most of you. There's a few of you that I'd rather see 6 feet under, but that's me. It's not you. That's me. Maybe it's you. Who knows? Anyway, Time Travel's here with you until 7 p.m.
Sweet 16. Kisses, there's no hitch. 0 hours, she turns on the switch.
Atom bomb,
atom bomb, baby, little atom bomb. I want her in my wigwam. She's just the way I want her to be. A million times hotter than TNT.
I had to throw that one in there and go back to the 40s. That's you can find that on Fallout 4 soundtrack, Atom Bomb Baby, which is pretty clever. Pretty clever. They end up making their own little songs in there. The Bethesda Studios, who created all these video games. And I'll tell you, it's probably one of my favorite games after the Grand Theft Auto ones, if you play video games at all. I don't normally play them, but I picked up this Fallout 76 and Fallout 4. And Fallout 4 covers Massachusetts in 2276, 200 years after a nuclear war. And it actually goes through the whole map of Massachusetts. It's pretty neat. You can go into the Fenway and you can wander around in the Pike. You can go to Salem and you can even go up to Maine at one point. It's pretty awesome. So I've been tinkering with that during the past few months here. Time Travel's here with you on until 7 p.m. Game of Thrones, I got to mention Game of Thrones, man. What a letdown to me. What an absolute letdown. I had some people like, oh, they loved it, and they're reading the reviews. I'm like, oh, my God, come on. I'm like, am I really in the minority on this one? I'm like, I can't be. And sure enough, after a couple more days, everybody was saying how terrible it was. It was just so lazy that the way they ended it. You had this great, great show. You had this great, great characters. And they just wrapped it up just so poorly. It is what it is. You know, if they're going to have a bunch of little side things, whatever they're going to do, you know, make money, who cares? I mean, to me, I'm all done. You know, people are going to keep on feeding the same crap over and over again, but I just don't get it. I mean, do you really hate your character so much, or is the company really like pushing down on you so damn hard that you can't end it creatively in any way? I'm like, come on, it's just awful. What a disappointment. Anyway, I liked episodes 3 and 5. They weren't bad, but the finale was just awful. You know, and you can argue like it goes back to the Stark children and blah, blah, blah. But there's so much that was just lost. And this is the problem with these shows nowadays, and the problem in this spoiler-free universe here of 2019. It's just everything is spoiler-free. Give me a damn break. If you're not watching it the night of the show, social media is everywhere, you know? Go watch the show if you're going to be a fan. Otherwise, don't say, hey, I've got it TiVo'd until next Friday when me and my sugar plum watches it. Go to hell, you know? If you want to have part of the conversation, actually go see the movie. You can't watch a movie and sleep through half of it and have an opinion about it. That's my opinion. And that's just me. That's Chris Earl. Anyway, haven't been feeling too great the last few days. A little bit under the weather. More people annoy me this week. A lot more people have annoyed me this week. All I have to say is it's coming back to get you. What goes around comes around. Karma's a bitch. It's going to come back to get you. Just be the hero of your own story. That's all I have to say. Time Travel's here with you until 7 p.m. 1981. We were in. We jumped back to the 50s for a minute. I'm going to keep us in 1981. We're here at a little Juice Newton. How about some more from the boys from Britain from 1981? And they still play nowadays. It's everybody's favorite boy band. That's everybody. That's everybody. You can open it up for argument, but you know what? I already said it. I'm not going to argue with you. If you don't like it, shut it off. Simple as that. Duran Duran, Girls on Film. We'll be right back.
Hey, keep rolling. Keep rolling there.
There we go. It's Hall & Oates, biggest duo of all time. Private Eyes from 1981. A great video, too. They're like in trench coats. They look like a couple of just weirdos, like clapping their hands to like these, it was like these old Alan Mills photos. There's like hands up in the air and they're like, his big mustache is in your face, Oates' mustache, and Daryl Hall just like jumping around. Anyway, I met, I should tell my Daryl Hall story. I think I will. It was like 95, 96. I was down in Foxwoods and I was gambling. I used to work third shift, so I'd go down there from time to time and do some gambling with my friend Ray. And, this night, I think I was wandering on my own at this point, or I was looking for Ray or something. But, I was walking through the casino. And I see this little blonde guy, like, wandering toward me. And he's looking completely the other way. He's, like, looking at the blackjack table, the roulette and stuff going on. And, you know, and he's got this big guy behind him, this big black bouncer behind him. You know, it had to be what it was. It definitely wasn't his friend, that's for sure. So if you want to go into profiling, it wasn't his friend. It was his hired help. So So not to ruin my own story. So this bozo, like, doesn't even look straight ahead. I stopped. I literally stopped. There's nobody else around. It's about maybe 2 in the morning, 2:30 in the morning on like a weeknight. And he bumps into me. And I look at him and I go, excuse me? Like with a question mark, like, well, what are you doing? And he just looks at me and goes, eh, and just keeps going. That was it. Eh. And I realized, oh, that's Daryl Hall, because sitting on the tables were these little, what do they call them? Little tents saying Daryl Hall playing the Foxwoods, whatever it was called, you know, because they would have the, cause they have the concerts down there. Now there's like three or four places they have the concerts, I think. But at this time, you know, there was only the Fox Theater or whatever it was. So the guy behind the bouncer there, he just kind of looked at me and like smiled and kind of like kept walking. But I was just like, wow. I was just surprised that this narcissistic jackass couldn't even say excuse me after just walking right into me. So anyway, I went through a period of not really listening to Hall & Oates. That's Chris Earl's boycott. I will get my revenge. Either way, it takes time, but I will get it, and you will know, because it affected his sales for years to come. So anyway, I played some Hall & Oates there today. I played that mostly for Oates. I saw Hall, like, he had the show, and he has people on, like, he's doing Footloose with Kenny Loggins, and they're kind of thrown together with a bunch of musicians. But Daryl Hall sits there, and he acts like he's the cat's ass, you know? And it's like, dude, you aren't that great, you know? He was like a B-lister at best. Still a good duo, but whatever. I don't know. John Oates' mustache has more talent than Daryl Hall. He can go F himself. He can go play in his house. Daryl's House. What a stupid name for a show. Anyway, it's Private Eyes. I like that one. You'll like this one probably a little better, though, because it's a woman, right? Because it's 2019, and that's important. It's Kim Carnes with Betty Davis Eyes. Great, great song. I think she's got, like, a little froggy in her throat in this one, too. Who knows? Or she smoked a lot of cigarettes. I don't know. It was 1981. She probably did both. Probably had a little frog in her throat and smoking cigarettes. Anyway, it's Chris Earl here with you till 7. A little chatty today. She's got Betty Davis eyes.
Hey, you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM, and we are
OSB.
Four friends who join the army together can live, work, and see Europe together. We'll guarantee it.
Be all that you can be.
See your army recruiter today.
Because we need you in the army.
Paid for by the U.S. Army.
I think I'm going to take you somewhere else. I'm going to bring you more modern. I'll bring you up to 2007 here on Time Travel.
We're sending you back to the future.
We'll be right back.
just a crosshair. I'm just a shot away from you. And if you leave here, you leave me broken, shattered, and lie. I'm just a crosshair. I'm just a shot that we can die.
Franz Ferdinand, live from Saturday Night Live from 2007. That's the band. They named themselves after a guy who got assassinated and started a big war. Franz Ferdinand. Yeah, if you took a history course, you would learn that. Especially if you were in England, because they got better schools than us. Anyway, Time Travel's here with you until 7 p.m. My name's Chris Earl. I do need to talk about Game of Thrones again, because here we are investing time in things. Like, same thing with this Avengers, this final Infinity Gauntlet thing, okay, where Iron Man dies. So if you haven't seen it, Iron Man dies. I'm not going to say spoiler alert, because if you haven't seen it at this point, it's been out for a month. Shame on you. Iron Man dies. Go see it. And don't tell me I'm wrong. Don't tell me what I can and can't say. And I'm not spoiling it for you, because if you had planned on seeing it, you would have found out you had some time within this last month to go see the damn movie. Oh, there's also a point where 9 women just magically show up to help Captain Marvel get like a football across a field. That just magically happens too. So Infinity War, everybody's looking forward to how great this thing is, and it ends on a farump.
You know, at least the Guardians of the Galaxy's got Thor in there now, Fat Thor. As a matter of fact, why don't we talk about that too? How is it that it's still okay to shame people for being fat? Is that the one thing we can still do? Oh, wait a second. You have to be white, and then we can shame you for being white and fat. Okay, I get it. That's 2019. That makes sense. Okay. My friend is talking about Game of Thrones and how it was like literature. It wasn't like literature. It was a television show. Okay? And there were fantasy books that some